man. What, man?
Jerry.
What?
Yo. I'm just trying to picture Mr. Jefferson hustling on these streets.
I seen you broom up in the black Saab, the gold BBSs, man. I said, damn, this nigga is really making this money. He's really making money, man. You understand?
Listen, hey, it ain't just about the money. It's not. You know what it's about, man? It's about fucking those skeezers like that right there. It's about driving these fly-ass cars. And it's definitely about never dressing like a nigga like you, man.
Okay, man.
That's what it sounds like in that nigga's bathroom right now. Godly.
That boy blowing that boy up.
Blowing that mother boy. You supposed to be here. I'm about shit.
Steak McGee, right?
All that bullshit going on. I'm about to get on my Joe Budden and tell this nigga, hey, you're supposed to be at your job right now. What the fuck?
You're fired, mother.
You're fired.
Yeah, that shit was funny when I saw that. I was like, wait a minute, is he joking? And I was like, oh, he's not joking. Joe Budden was serious about this.
Nah, that shit was brewing. But, you know, that's what they do at their podcast over there. That doesn't go on at the Los Bridge podcast. We have an issue like that. Nigga, it ain't nothing, and I mean it. It ain't nothing to drop 500 on the flight to come out and shoot the ones with your big ass, nigga.
First of all, I'm not spending $500.
Man, you were supposed to... Nigga, we were fronting.
I don't
we were
care.
No, we were fronting.
I don't care. No. Mm-mm. Nope. $500 goes towards shoes.
Fam, that's why this platform will never get to the levels of the Joe Budden podcast, because them niggas spent the last 6 years fronting and studding and got places. We over here trying to keep it real. And when did they fall?
Oh, shit.
And when did they fall? Okay. When they started having transparency. As soon as they had transparency, this shit is gone to be a quagmire. And it's going down in a blaze of glory for our fucking enjoyment.
That man said quagmire.
It's a quagmire.
Oh, shoot.
It's more than just the name on Family Guy. It's an SAT term. A little $2 term, they would say.
Yo, so but, your boy ain't got to wear a mask no more, big dog. I ain't got to wear no more mask. The CDC said I don't have to wear a mask. And then the military said as well that you don't have to wear a mask as well. If you had your vaccine, you don't have to wear it while you're at work.
Yeah, no. It's weird because I still get emails. They've never deleted my mailbox.
They don't do it. They don't do that.
Yeah, I see. So I still get all those emails forwarded to my Gmail.
Yeah, you'd have to delete them yourself because that's what I'm going to do when I get out. I'm going to delete my emails and shit because they're not sending me no more emails after I get out. Bro.
I thought you were staying in.
Who said that?
You, nigga. What do you mean?
No, I said I was going to get out and be a depender, bro. Remember that?
A dependipotamus.
Yeah, bro. What you mean?
Look, anyways, before I jump down your case about that, oh my God, that's got to be edited. He ain't gonna edit none of that shit either.
He really not. You fucked up. Yeah, you fucked up.
Nah, that Java update reminder came up. Like, man, I'm not. I don't care right now. I'll update it later.
Oh, jeez.
Nah, what was about to say? Yeah, no, I saw that new mandate net guidance is there, like, opening up everything across the nation. I know they opened up, for the most part, the DMV area this weekend. And they're going to do clubs and bars and the arena on starting June 11th. And I'm not vaccinated. I'm going to wear a mask. It's all good.
Yeah. But that was, so the thing is with the military, they was talking about if you didn't get the vaccine or whatever, you still have to wear a mask. But
right.
We can't ask the people their status if they got, like, if they got the shot or not. Because they want to say that it's HIPAA. But I don't understand because they ask you if you got the flu shot every year. They ask, They also ask you if you've gotten other shots, like your JEV or other shots for you to go on, like, deployment and shit. Like,
because they're not, they haven't made it a mandate for you to get the COVID vaccine.
To get the COVID vaccine, yeah.
Yeah, once they start making the COVID vaccine, the COVID shot, in the same capacity that they do with the flu shot, they'll be asking them, because the difference in that is that you don't get the flu shot, you're not medically cleared, and you get in the boot. Or they're probably going, before they give you the boot, they're going to fuck you real quick with extra duty times two, half pay times two. Because, you know, them niggas like taking money real quick.
They love taking money. Love it. Should be ridiculous.
But when they take half your pay, it's only your, like, your base pay. It's not like your allowance or anything, right? Or it's all that?
No, it's just your base pay.
Ah, see, you ain't losing that much money. That's why niggas act out. But that reduction in rank.
Yeah, that reduction in rank is where it hits you, and then you lose the half month's pay. So, yeah, it'd be a good chunk of money still. It still would hurt.
That's only if they would give you the reduced rank. If they don't give you the reduction in rank, you know, you're missing a few $100.
I don't think I've ever heard of them giving somebody half month's pay times two without giving them reduction in rank, though. I don't think I've ever heard of that.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Yeah.
But y'all the Vax boys.
This is bad.
This is ridiculous.
Give me a second, man. He's selling that man's off hustle and flow. Give me a second, man.
What the fuck, man?
Oh, shit.
Tell that, I'm not about to do that. I was about to start really trying to hold him out on the airways, but I need a tip check before I start doing that, because, you know, McKinney, it ain't shit for McKinney to spend money on a motherfucking fight and get all the way back to the DMV to whoop my ass. Yeah, we record, nigga. It's hot right now.
My brother, look, I have some things to tend to.
They already know.
Yeah, we aired you out.
Just like you just aired out that bathroom.
Oh, don't worry, I'm gonna cut it out. Don't worry, it just kick.
Oh, Just make sure you wipe. Front to back. That's what they said, right?
My hands good now. They wash, they clean. We good to go. My bad. I've been sick all day, bro.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know, man. I woke up, stomach hurting, body was sore, kidneys was hurting.
But you got the vaccine, right?
I don't think it's coronavirus, but I do have the vaccine. I did get vaccinated. For me, it was two things. One, if I could help people by not spreading it more, cool. And then also, in the military, if you get vaccinated, I knew they were going to allow me to do more things, and they were going to allow other people. So I was like, off top, I was like, yeah, let me just gotta get this, knock this out, you know, because eventually it's going to make you get it no matter what. So might as well get it in the beginning so I get all the benefits of it.
There it is. Just like I said, they go make niggas get it. They go make the niggas get it. So don't think you're going to elude or run too far. I think there's going to be some type of incentive for the civilian side to, like, get it. So, as I tell people, I'm not getting the vaccine until they make me get the vaccine or until they entice me enough.
They're not going to make you get the vaccine. They're not going to make no civilian get the vaccine. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't make you get a flu shot. Nothing like that.
Nah, but there's going to be some incentive. Yeah, that's going to be like, you can't do this if you don't get the vaccine.
They better stop flying, bro. They're going to stop travel. They're going to be like, you can't travel to certain countries. You
travel without your... Yep.
Well, they already... Because what it is right now is that you got to get tested to get back in the United States. Oh, and we're the only country. I'm pretty sure that's not 100% accurate, but we're one of the few that you have to, like, get COVID tests to enter into the space.
Oh, you're definitely not the only one at all. I know here you get three COVID tests. You got to get one as soon as you land. You got to take one before you even get on the plane. You take one. You take one as soon as you land, and you take one 10 days after you've done your quarantine to prove you don't have it Here, you have to also have a vaccination card to eat indoors at restaurants. You can't eat indoor at a restaurant if you don't have your vaccination card. If you don't, so you just want to go out and eat, you don't have your vaccination card, you got to eat outside. You got to keep your mask on.
Oh, hell no. Yep. That's why I got my vaccine, because when I come out there, I ain't playing that. I ain't playing that bullshit.
101 outside. You eat.
Well, I'm not doing that. No, sir.
So that's how they doing. You know, you got to keep your, gotta keep that vaccination card on you at all times. You know what I'm saying? Got it in the phone case. I ain't losing that. I don't know what they're going to do America, for America, though. I don't know if in America they're going to make people get vaccinated. I know they want to. They definitely want people to get vaccinated, but I don't know if they're going to make people.
They're doing a whole bunch of incentives and stuff. Like, the one governor is putting people's names in for, like, if you get the vaccine, they say that they're putting your name in for a $1 million draw. I'm like, bro, what? 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 I need that. Can I get that? I already got, bro, that's crazy.
I can understand for this, definitely. I fully understand why people don't want to get vaccinated for this. If you trust in the FDA, you trust in the system, they expedited it and made it and sped it up to what would normally take you at least 5 years to do. They did it in less than a year. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know if they just went around a political red tape or if they really cut corners. So I can see why people are like, yeah, I don't really trust this vaccine or really want to get vaccinated. And then, you know, it's just going to be the people that's just like, yeah, I don't want to get vaccinated because I don't have to. I don't think the vaccine works. I've seen multiple people that are vaccinated, fully vaccinated. I mean, did the 14-day incubation period and still pop positive on COVID-19 tests. So I can see why people are like, yeah, well, it doesn't work. Or I don't trust it. Meaning it's also your prerogative. You don't want to do it, you don't want to do it.
Yeah. Also, go ahead.
Isn't it like, and this is, I'm completely ignorant. Antibodies, isn't that part of the vaccine where you get the antibodies so you start developing that immunity? Or is that only for like the flu shot, or do any of the shots work? Do y'all even know?
So I'm not sure entirely about this COVID-19 vaccine, about the Johnson & Johnson or Moderna or Pfizer. I'm not sure about how this vaccine works, but how most vaccines work is they give you a small, weakened version of the virus so your body is able to recognize it and your body's able to fight it off. So whenever your body comes in contact with this virus disease again, your body has made antibodies already. So your body is the one that makes the antibodies to defeat the virus. So once your body sees it again, it already has antibodies. It already knows it's bad. It's able to quickly fight it off and know how to fight it off. That's why, like, if you get, like, pneumonia for the first time or whatever, your body just doesn't know what it is. Your body is like, what the fuck is this? Are you good or bad? But by that time, the thing has had time to multiply. The thing is, had time to wreak havoc on your body, and then your body says, oh, this is bad.
But to that point, that means that if I have the antibodies, isn't there a chance of me testing positive for COVID?
Yes. Yes, that's so why that's why you get a false positive sometimes.
This is true.
So what the fuck?
But then you do another test, and then you get the test, and it says negative. So then you're good after that.
Right.
Yeah.
Just asking.
You know, it's a whole bunch of medical shit that goes into this. And I think you're going to get false positives with any test that you take. Like, it's just like a percentage of the test is going to come back positive. But I think this whole, they need to find another way to test people. I will say that. I'm getting tired of these things on my nose, bro. I'm not feeling this. These keep touching my brain, bro. They need to find.
It depends on who does it, though. Because the one I got in Costa Rica, he was like hella cool about it. He was up there, but it wasn't like when I got it the first time. When I got it the first time, man, this chick just took the shit and started jabbing that shit up in there. Like, fam, come on, bitch, like, calm down.
Yeah, bro, trying to reach your brain, bud. Trying to reach your brain.
Wait a minute. What do you mean you haven't been tested yet? You've never got a COVID test?
No, I haven't had to.
okay, let me tell you what they do out here. They call them SST testing, where they randomly test 30% of the base every Thursday. Randomly test. They don't care if you're vaccinated. They don't care, whatever. Your name pop up on this list, like your analysis. You getting tested. You go to to the old base medical and you get tested. Bro, I done got at least 10 COVID.
I got at least 10
because I got them in Virginia before I could fly out here. I got them in the airport multiple times in the airport. Ooh, okay. I like the World Series.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Come on, ass niggas. You know what I'm saying? LA Dodgers, baby. LA Dodgers, baby. World Series champions.
All right.
But nah, bro, I done got like 10 COVID tests, bro. This shit's just not fun. And I've had people, you know, do cool about it and just do one, do the other, and then it's cool, no problem. But then I've had, like, the very first time, bro, it was a dude. And I don't know if he was just upset because it was nighttime and he was there, but he jabbed that shit so far. Oh, my God, bro. I thought my nose was about to start bleeding. I was like, this is ridiculous. Also, it's ridiculous that they cost $100 a test.
Yes. They out here making money off that test, boy.
Capitalism, baby. Yeah, the niggas told
me. I wish I would have gotten to the stock of whoever doing that shit.
The nigga said last year Moderna. In January, they said Moderna. And I didn't fucking pull the trigger.
No.
Oh, yeah, they did. They did. Them and Pfizer. Because I got some Pfizer stock before whenever, like, all the
same. You got some Pfizer.
Yeah, they said they were. This is going to be the first people to get the vaccine. Even though they weren't, I think Moderna was actually the first to make the vaccine. I got some Pfizer stock. I got one for free, actually, with one of these apps I use. When you refer
people. Sound like Robin Hood.
I use Stash, and when you refer people, you can get free stock on there, too. Robin Hood, you get free stock. Stash, I use that. That's more of, like, you just put the money in there, and then you tell them, like, what you want to invest in. How aggressive you want to be, and it kind of like make your portfolio for you. So I got a bunch of different stocks in there. A lot of different stocks. I like that one. I like that one a lot.
They talking about with the reopening shit, and I'm like, so they said they're waiting until June 11th to reopen the Capital One Arena up here. And my disposition was, it's not going to matter. Because by the time June 11th roll around, the Wizards going to be out the fucking playoffs anyways. So y'all might as well push it back.
A couple more weeks. Out the playoffs.
You said June 11th?
June 11th.
Yeah, because they're fighting for what, the play number in, one seed tonight.
Yeah. No,
they're fighting for the number eight seed tonight.
To like, and it don't matter what seed. It don't matter what seed they get or whatever. They can get into the official playoffs. Niggas still going to lose. First round bye.
Oh, yeah, it's gonna be.
They're playing it's first round. Philly? They're playing Philly first round?
Philly with Clint, so they're.
Yeah, if they get out.
Well, it depends. It's not, you know, it's not set. They're playing the ninth seed. They even get the eighth or the ninth seed. So if they get the eighth seed, they could potentially get the seventh seed with the play-in. And in that space, they would be playing Brooklyn. And if they play Brooklyn, I would be tight because.
Sheesh.
I mean, tight, because I could actually get to one of them games to watch Kevin Durant and them boys smoke them niggas, and the arena's not going to be open in time. I mean, unless they stretch it out that far. Pause.
So, right now, we got in the 9 seed in the West, we got Memphis, 10 seed, we got San Antonio, 7 seed, we got the Lakers, 8 seed, we got Golden State.
That's not, everything's not set. Everything will be set after tonight.
It don't set till tonight, right? The 16th. Yeah.
No, the West is set.
No, the West is set. No. If the Lakers win, Lakers, I think they move
if the
up.
Lakers win, if the Lakers win and Portland loses, they get the 6th seed. But if Portland wins, they get the 7th seed. And also it gets down to, you know, the Thunder are trying to tank. The Clippers might not play anybody. But if the Clippers still manage to win and the Nuggets lose, they get the 3rd seed and we get the L.A. battle off tops.
Damn. I would like to see that.
That's a first round. No, bro. That's a first round. That's potentially a crazy first round.
Imagine. I need to see that.
We talk about a Western Conference final matchup in the first round.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. I need to see that.
Well, we kept our end of the bargain, you know, as far as making it a Western Conference deal. That other team didn't, so.
And then we got, in the East, we got 9, Washington, 10, the Pacers, 7 is Boston. I didn't know Boston was 7.
Bro, I think Boston is going to fuck around and not make the playoffs, bro.
Boston is a set 7. No matter what happens, they are 7.
And then we got 8 as Hornets.
But right now.
If the Washington and the Hornets are playing tonight, Washington wins, they take
whoever wins gets that 8 seed.
Yeah, gets the 8 seed.
No. The Celtics are not a set 7.
Yes, they are.
If they lose against... No, they're in the play-in, bro.
No. We're saying that's what I mean. We're talking about the play-in tournament.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
They're set at 7 okay. for the play-in, not in the playoffs. Nah.
I think they're gonna lose that play-in, bro.
If they play the Hornets,
bro. Bro. LaMelo be balling, bro. LaMelo be balling. He make his team ball.
It's cool. But the Hornets have the potential of losing that game. See, the Hornets shouldn't be in this fucking position right now, but they lost to the Knicks the other day.
Well, yeah. The Knicks have been balling.
I don't give a fuck. Them niggas ain't up to par. Because if the Knicks is balling, and what niggas fail to realize is that the Knicks are balling for the sake of it being the Knicks. The Knicks are not balling at this high level where anybody thinks they're a championship threat. It's just shocking. No, it's good enough. We're just at a point where the Knicks are good enough just to make it to the fourth round, and we're satisfied with that.
Yeah, that's
crazy. Me being one of them. And that's
high. Like, if they was like the number 7th, then I could see that. But they're the number 4th seed in the East, which is the stronger side this year.
Nigga, no, they're so not. They're a game away from being the 6th seed. What are you talking about? They're like, damn, there. It's like a 3-way tie for that right there. They were just the 6th seed yesterday.
Bro. The only people that are like far ahead is like the Sixers, the Bucks. In Brooklyn. They're the only people that's like really secure in AC. Like, if everybody lose, it could change up everything in the East, like, tonight.
And they need, and the Knicks need to go ahead and, damn, it can't happen because I think, wait, if the Nets lose, I think, what's up with the Nets and the Bucks? That's what I need to know.
The Nets?
Because if the Nets,
no.
I think if the Nets lose and the Bucks win, Milwaukee has that tiebreaker.
They have that. Oh, they do because they beat them twice in a row. They do. Yeah. So they jumped in and they go to the number 3 seed.
Yeah, that's true.
And if New York loses today and Miami wins,
they jump them. Yeah,
they jump into the 4th. Goes to 6. That's crazy. So we need that. We need that Brooklyn Nets versus Knicks first round. Yes, we do.
So you mean Battle of New York and Battle of LA? First round matchups?
That'd be amazing. That would be amazing. And then whoever wins between those two, they meet each other in the finals for East Coast, West Coast supremacy for what happened in 97.
Because New York wants to make the finals.
But what if Brooklyn does?
And Brooklyn makes the final.
And then Brooklyn is in turn going to want to face LA because they want their get back from when we laid that nigga down in 97. When he went to LA, got that work.
Damn.
Let me see.
All right, but yeah, you're right about
that.
They
also going to want it. They also going to want that smoke because it was some LA niggas that laid down Pop Smoke.
Okay. Brooklyn is one game behind Philly.
Milwaukee. Is that not fact? No. We're not skirting past
that. They said it was a 15-year-old that did that.
Yeah. Is that not fact? Two niggas went to L.A. and got smoked. It happens sometimes. That shit, sad.
I think people be playing around at L.A. too much. They be forgetting this fucking L.A.
Exactly. Any which ways. That's why the Clippers is going to win. Any which ways.
I mean, I'm just saying people be coming to Killer California and thinking that shit is like a game. They think it's just palm trees out there.
Killer California.
Brooklyn one game behind Philly. Milwaukee is 2 games behind Philly. So yeah, that 1, 2, and 3 can change because the playoffs will start till 22nd. So 1, 2, and 3 can change.
Philly set number one. Philly set number one. They clinched the conference already.
They clinched the conference.
They clinched the conference.
So it's Brooklyn and Milwaukee that can change.
Yes.
Damn, this is some close races in both sides.
As far as the seeding, because the number one is not even set between Phoenix and
Utah. I'm looking at that right now.
Because I think if Phoenix wins and Utah loses, Phoenix gets the number one, which would be crazy in itself. And by that term,
yeah, go for missing the playoffs to number one team in the West.
And in that time, that means that even though they won't, you got to give Chris Paul that MVP.
But then, what if the Lakers lose twice? Lose the first one and win the second one.
Bro, I feel like that's what they're gonna do so they can play Utah, bro. I feel like that's what they're gonna do because so they can get the easier road to the Western Conference Finals. I feel like that's what they're gonna do.
Easier road.
Yes, it
that's
is.
Actually, even if you got to play Phoenix, I still think the Lakers can beat Phoenix.
Mm. I feel like that's what the Lakers want to do is that they want to play Utah, beat Utah, and then take the easier road to the Western Conference Finals, and then say, "Hey, we took the easier road. We're more rested." Then go play the Brooklyn Nets in the finals, and then it'd be that problem.
That ain't what they go say. They go say, "Oh, the Lakers were the 8th seed, and miraculously, somehow, some way, they find themselves in the finals, and this is going to be the first time that an 8th seed team has ever shut the fuck."
They are going to say that, and it's going to be the truth. That's going to happen. They're going to say that.
They're here first on Lost Bridge Podcast.
And if that does happen, then that means LeBron is definitely going to win that finals, and he has another finals MVP, and they're really going to be sucking his dick way more than they ever have. You're going to see the most aggressive blowjob that you've ever seen given on national TV. If LeBron changed, that nigga Shannon Sharp is going to get down on his knees.
Yeah, Tiana we know Trump. Shannon. Yeah, Shannon.
He's
going
to get down on his knees, Tiana Trump style. Look dead in the camera and take the nastiest fucking money shot from LeBron James as he dons that stupid ass goat mask yet again with all that Hennessy and all those black and milds as a representation of black culture, because that's what black people do all the time is drink Hennessy and smoke black and milds. That's all we're about. No, there's no intellectuals that are graduating from colleges or even going to trade schools and starting their own businesses and being productive citizens of society. No, we drink Henny, we smoke blacks. It's bullshit.
He said, welcome to Club Shay Shay.
And welcome to Club Shay Shay. Shut the fuck up, nigga.
Tell us how you really feel.
Nah, what's insulting is that he'll turn around and get up there and start saying all that hippity pro black shit, and niggas be on his dick like, "Oh man, Shannon up there, the realest nigga out there. He's saying some real deep shit." He ain't saying shit. He ain't saying shit. He ain't doing shit but sucking dick and talking.
Whoa. Damn. Whoa. Well then, it's time to change that subject because it's not a sucking dick podcast.
Nah, but I don't know. No. I don't know.
What you mean?
You don't know. We'll see. Because you'll see. Nigga, watch the segue. Goddamn. J. Cole's album.
Oh, well, shit.
As you were talking about sucking dick. Because
North Carolina residents are some of the most aggressive dick suckers when it comes to J. Cole. I said it.
Jermaine? Jermaine?
Jermaine.
The real is back. The villain is back. Cole?
Look, yeah, I heard it. I heard that album twice yesterday.
I think that album is what I wanted to hear from For Your Eyes Only. I think that album is like somebody I highly respect said, it's not like a car album. It's like an airplane album because you really want to hear what he's saying on it. You really want to just be able to sit back with some nice headphones, listen to the beats, listen to the production, and listen to the words that he's saying. I think it's a very well-crafted album. I love that he finally put some features on there. I like the features he chose because they were sliding. Wow. 21 came on there sliding. Little Baby came on there sliding. My man Boz came on there.
Boz came on there sliding.
Slides came up there. Slide, that's my nigga right there, though. He's been that nigga for about 5-6 years now.
Oh, fact. I think it was a very good album. I love all the concepts he was talking about on it. And some of the lines, I definitely had to hear like once or twice for me to really, really get them. But,
oh, yes.
He was saying some real shit.
Bro, that pride is the devil. Bro, that pride is the devil, bro. I was like, oh my God. I was like, if every motherfucker don't hear this song and know that it's them, because everybody got pride in them and don't want to do stuff. Like, and it messes up certain situations and stuff that you could have going and stuff. Like, bro, that pride is the devil song. That's that song for me on the album. That and Applying Pressure.
Applying Pressure was really good. Really good. But you know. Me personally, I'm a 95 South guy.
Of course, 100%.
You know, you get Killer up there. I wish he would have had Killer drop a verse, though.
I like it. I wish he would have dropped the verse, but I like it enough that he just had him on there, period.
Yeah, but he should have let Killer should have, and not even a full 16. Killer should have just did some fly shit at the end, like an 8. Like a hard 8, where it was like, oh, okay, yeah. Bet. That just to end it off to like really set the tone, but I mean, I think people are overrating this album.
I can see that. I just think you know, it's been a minute since he really dropped something. It's been a minute since we heard a Kendrick album. We've been waiting on the Drake album, so we were trying to see which one of the three headed goats was going to drop first.
You said a point earlier because. This would have been probably taken and received better from me if he would have dropped it when he dropped For Your Eyes Only. But at the same time, it's almost like when Hov goes back to drug dealer talk. Mm. And it's like, nigga, you don't rap like this no more. It's cool and you're good at it, but you don't rap like this no more. Cut it out.
I can see that.
Cause he was going for the gusto with it. He's trying to like he heard the rumblings. Like, nigga, we're tired. Cause the one thing I peeped is that he didn't do all the beats. Yeah. And that's why niggas. Cause what was the thing? Niggas was getting sleepy listening to J. Cole albums. And it's cause it's too much Jermaine everywhere. He's writing every bar. He's doing every beat. Like you need that versatility, that second opinion, that second input to be like, no, do it like this right here.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, to me, this is him. It was cool. It's good. It's not a bad album. It's a really good album. But at the same time, and I just might be hypercritical, but he was reaching.
You think so?
He was definitely reaching.
I don't know. He was just addressing all the gremlins and stuff. All the gremlins about how he's not the top of his game no more. He's not in his prime no more. All this other stuff. Mm-hmm. I think he addressed it pretty well. I think he came back pretty well.
He would have did better not addressing it and just spitting harshly, like just spitting as hard as he could and let the people decide for themselves to be like, oh, that nigga Jermaine.
Did you hear the YouTube snippet that he had though?
That freestyle he did?
Bro, that freestyle. Oh, no, that freestyle on YouTube.
I didn't. You talking about on the was it Power 106?
LA Leakers. Bro, that shit. Oh my god, he did a still tipping beat. Oh my, bro, you gotta listen to that.
I think he's from Texas.
Oh yeah, yeah, he heard that still tipping. I'm like, oh, you know that man. Texas.
I was in my car after the gym, almost seized up. I was like, somebody walked past my window, like, are you okay, bitch? Move on. What the fuck?
You almost seized up, huh? See, that goes right. I could make the harsh joke right here, but I don't even want to do you dirty like that.
Oh, see,
I think it was a good album. I think I'm not gonna say it's a classic. I'm not. I can't go as far to say point. It's a classic. It's a good album.
No, it's not a classic.
Niggas are all up and down the timeline like they do every fucking time. Up, Jermaine, he dropped another classic. No, he didn't.
It's not a classic.
He only got one classic album.
You think so?
Yes.
You think 2014 Far So Jazz is the only classic?
It's the only classic. Because the first two were mid. Sideline Story, was it Cold World, whatever? And Born Center?
Mid. To me, I fuck with Born Center.
Born Center, bro.
Mid.
Yeah. Born Center was
mid.
I can listen to all of them shits.
KOD, like, mid?
No, KOD is fire.
That's not a classic.
KOD's the second. KOD's the second best. It's not a classic. It's almost there. I gotta listen. I ain't listened to KOD in a little minute now.
I got two classics and Far Hill Drive in KOD. I really like Born Sinner, but I know Born Sinner is a classic. But 2014 Far Hill Drive is a classic. That's a classic album that you listen from classic. Top to bottom. You can play any Chaney song Bay? On there. No problem.
03 Adolescence. It's such a song. If there's ever a song that's going to describe the American teen black male's plight, is that fucking song right there, where you getting pulled both ways from goddamn streets. I don't care, because you face it even no matter what walk. If you don't get a certain threshold of life where your parents are like really shielding you from shit, meaning that if the streets are still tangible like it was for me, then it's always you're always a footstep away from going down the wrong route. And it just depends on who's around you influencing you. Because it wouldn't been nothing for me to get a little bit of work going in high school and having a shake and pop it then. But, you know, nigga, I'm a square. Go to class. Do what you like. It was the people around me that was essentially telling me, like, hey, just go to class. You ain't built like that. Go to class.
You're not built for this.
You ain't built like that. You're not.
And that's what the song is about, though. It's like, nigga, I ain't got much of a choice here. But you take your ass to class. You can go somewhere other than where I'm going. That's why I could appreciate that song, because I think on a certain threshold, some more extreme than others, your average black male, that's the plight that you go up against. Oh, you got all the bitches, you getting all the money or what looks like to be money and everything like that, and I'm out here going to fucking class, getting called a lame. Yeah. Go to class.
So still, what we're saying, you think KOD is a really good fire album, but it's not a class.
Yes.
He said it's just not there.
It's not enough time. Not enough time has passed yet.
You talking about 2018, bro?
Not enough time has passed yet. Everything takes 5 years for me to even consider it like
a classic.
Classic. I think the only time I did that is when I heard To Pimp a Butterfly, and that was only because it was so different from everything that was out there.
To Pimp a Butterfly was an instant classic. That's what you call an instant classic.
It was so different from what everything was out there. It was like, oh shit, nah, this is what's going, because this is going to be the one that's going. It caught all the resistance, but I'm like, nah, nigga, that nigga was he did. It's the same way as I put at Outkast ATLiens.
Ooh,
when you hear it,
it was just so different.
Different.
It didn't sound like nothing everything else out there.
You listen to everything that came out around that time, and you place that, it stands out just on its own because it's the one that's changing the sound of where it's going. Now niggas putting all types of jazz samples in they shit on the underground.
Yeah. Damn, some Reggie Miller, Whitmore Brown Head, then Chewbacca. Oh my god, now I'm reading the lyrics of this song? That 03 Adolescent, bro, that shit is amazing.
Amazing. Fucking amazing.
17 years breathing, his demeanor said more. Nigga, you know how you sound right now? If you wasn't my man,
oh, shit.
I would think this nigga is clown right now.
He bought the vinyl. The vinyl.
He got the vinyl, boy.
The vinyl.
Yes, sir.
I'll see you the picture, man, of me in front of the house, though.
Oh, you didn't have to flex like that.
I flex like that, baby. I'll see you the picture of me in front of the house.
Well, I got a bigger flex. You know I'm the one that took the picture of J. Cole up there.
On the top of the house.
Well, on my, yeah, nah, on my Galaxy. On my Galaxy S, what was that at the time? S4? S5?
Ah, damn.
Well, you know that man flexing.
Yeah, look. And that was like, I was calling his name, but he was ignoring me. That's why he's looking away.
That's why he's looking away? Oh.
Yeah. Jermaine. Hey, shut up, nigga.
All right. So, do you think, how many classes does Kendrick got? We say Cole got one. Two, one in a posse. He got one in a posse because it ain't been 5 years yet for KOD, so I give you that. How many does Kendrick have?
I'm giving him one.
I'm not mad at that.
I'm really at 1.5, 2. Because Good Kid, Mad City is there.
I said yeah, there. I said he got 2. Good Kid, Mad City, and To Pimp a Butterfly.
I'm like, that's the two. But I'm like, To Pimp a Butterfly is instant classic, and Good Kid, Mad City is like that.
That's a classic. Yeah. It became a classic. I give it that. And that one became a classic. To Pimp a Butterfly was an instant classic. So I give him 2. I give him 2. Now, Damn is a good album. But it's not Damn like I'm classic, listening though. To Damn all the time. Like, it's not like,
yeah, no.
It's going to be an iconic album, you know, but it's just not a classic.
I didn't listen to Damn more than I listened to Pimp a Butterfly. Like, I listened to Pimp a Butterfly for a long time.
I agree with you. All right, now we got to talk about the last one, the last of the 3.
You Drakey Drake.
How many is Drake got?
Oh, he got the big goose egg. 0. All them shits is trash.
You telling me Take Care is not a classic?
Trash.
I'm not a Drake fan.
Trash.
You lying. Trash. I know you lying.
Trash. Trash.
I know you lying. Take Care Drake and credit. Views are both classics. Take Care and Views are both classics.
Trash.
So Far Gone?
Trash.
Oh my God. Wow.
Nothing was the same. Trash. Wow. What Drake is good for, I've realized is that Drake is good for giving me one song I may like on each album. And
one song?
One song.
My man hate me.
One song. And I don't even think Thank Me Later has a song that I really like on any of them.
Fireworks?
Yeah, and
Fireworks?
So Take Care, he has Hell Yeah Fucking Right.
Bro, he got the song with him, he got Light Up with him and Jay-Z on Thank Me Later.
So he also got Up has All Night. Pound Cake. He has Pound Cake, which is very fire.
I think Light Up. Well,
and
Light
the
Janae up
song.
Oh, man.
And the
Janae
song, which he was
fucking like, album.
What is it? I Love You Enough for the Both of Us? That was
I
a good song.
I Love You Enough for the Both of Us.
I was in boot camp when that shit came out.
You trust me.
I'm trying to figure out which ones I think are his classics on Drake, and I can't.
Oh, yeah, you're a Drake fan. You let me know how many classics he has, Mr. Aubrey Stanclough.
You don't like Thank Me Later, bro. Thank Me Later got some fucking bangers on this shit.
But how many bangers is going to make it a classic, though?
To me, Thank Me Later is a classic because I know and I still listen to every song on this album. But I can see why people don't think it's a classic. So that's why I don't throw it in. But I still think, in my heart of hearts, he got 2. And that's not even included.
Oh, you know what? You know what the album that I did kind of, sort of like a little bit?
What?
Was If You're Reading This, It's Too Late.
Oh, but that's a mixtape, so I don't even count that.
Yeah, that's a mixtape.
It was a mixtape, schmixtape. It was funny to listen to.
I think it was a great mixtape. This man said Drake don't have a classic album.
No, that's not what I said. But I said Drake doesn't have a good views. Album.
I said, I'm telling you what you think is a classic. What's his classic album?
No, I said, no, you try to just stop at that classic. I don't even think he has a good album. That's what I said.
Wow. Not one album by Drake is good.
Snooze Fest.
Wow. I didn't, look. Now, I done known you a long time.
Yeah.
And we've made lots of light skin jokes.
Yeah.
I can't agree with that.
That's fine.
I just can't. You telling me he don't have a good album. Not one good album. Not
that. That's what I said.
That sounds kind of hater. You know that, right?
That's, I mean, I could say a lot of stuff sounds like certain stuff, too, when it comes with it's something that I like. But, you know, we don't have to do that.
All right. So you don't think he even deserved Billboard's Artist of the Decade?
No, he deserves it because everybody else, the majority like him. The majority like him. He's had the greatest hip-hop rap run of all time. Yeah, he's the hottest artist out there and everything like that. I just don't fuck with his music. You got to give the Billboard is based on sales. Drake, that nigga sells.
Yeah, he making hella sales. That's true.
If Drake was in the physical copy CD era, Drake would have about every album would be damn near diamond because he's doing that pretty much on streams alone. Damn. I don't think Drake has had a
I don't know if Drake has had an album come out and sell less than 2 million at this point. Maybe the first one. But all the other ones, hell, Views is like 6, 7, 8 times platinum right now.
I'm about to look it like, up on the Billboard.
Yeah, no, Drake moved units. So in that sense of it, you got to give him all the accolades and awards. You know, that don't mean I got to like his music.
No, you're right. I mean, you're right. You don't have to like it. You just got to respect what he did. You know what I'm saying? I think that's what it's about. You ain't got to like it, but you got to respect it. Damn. He has 232 songs on the Billboard Hot 100.
Yeah. But see, that's all smoke and mirrors anyways, because we're at the point now where things stream and they're going off of the streams. That's why they were talking about, like, on Kendrick's Damn album, every song on there is at least gold. Well, it's like, yeah, because there you could chart every song on your album as a single now.
Mm, yes. True.
But back in the day, you released the single as the single, so you're only getting one or two songs.
Yeah.
That's true.
So, and you couldn't put that on the album as well, but that's true.
Or you couldn't put it on the singles charts.
There was two charts. There was a singles chart and the album chart.
Yeah, you know when they talk about the number one song,
yeah,
and then the number one album.
Oh, okay.
But when now, because of the streaming thing and the way they're counting the streams for songs, every song on your album could hit the singles charts, even if they're not putting any marketing dollars into it.
Oh, so your song could just be good on the album. Somebody and they found this deep cut on the album, and it's just super good. So now it's on the single chart.
If it streams enough, yeah, it could find its way on the singles chart. So he's going to have 230 billion songs on there because niggas are listening to Drake albums and they're counting these streams individually for streams.
Yeah.
And then they include all his features and stuff too.
Okay.
So Drake and Kendrick and Jay, they all should be breaking them sort of like, that's all just marketing though, to be like, oh, he has 230 songs. Yeah, duh. Every song on Kendrick album went gold. Yeah, duh. We were all listening to him.
Yeah. Okay. I see what you're saying. That doesn't make sense. That makes sense.
So there's got to be the timestamp for these records. Is cool. They try to blur it to be like, yeah, you know, since it's recorded history, but you have to put when the rules changed when they started counting streams to album sales, which was 2015. Because back then, like Big Sean, you go look back at all the shit they started retroactively submitting to go platinum. Like Wiz Khalifa's first album went double. But you go look at the sales, he had barely struck gold because niggas weren't buying CDs no more. Everybody was getting shit digital, but they didn't count digital sales.
Are you talking about
Rolling Papers?
You Rolling Paper. That's what
Same thing with Big Sean.
Yeah, true, because everybody was like, Big Sean not selling records, Big Sean not. Yeah, that was Big Sean's big problem, like when he first came out, because they were saying he wasn't making no money off albums because he was with a younger audience that was streaming already, and he didn't have a good streaming deal. If he would have had a good streaming deal back then, he would have made bank.
Same thing with Future.
Mm-hmm. Future. If Future would have had a good streaming deal back then, oh my god.
Well, I think he did, because I forgot when Elliot Wilson and B-Dot had the Rap Radar. When they had Rap Radar on Spotify or whatever, they got his manager. I forget who his manager is. Kind of known dude or whatever. He was like, Future's the second biggest digital artist in the country right now. So he might be only selling 70,000 on album sales, but he gets all of his shit is selling digitally. And I'm like, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And then they started counting streams. So it was like people were saying that these niggas weren't marketable. And it's like, it ain't that they're not marketable. It's that y'all have an antiquated system. Nobody buys CDs.
You're not marketing them the right way anymore. Yeah.
Well, no, they're just not counting up the sales the right way. Like, my car doesn't have a CD player.
True. Lots of cars don't have CD players nowadays.
That's the point. So where the fuck am I play a CD? Mm. I can't play a CD past my desktop, bro.
Mm.
I don't even have a DVD player outside of my desktop.
Damn.
I don't have a DVD player outside of my PlayStation, so.
Same difference. But you get what I'm saying.
Yeah. Like,
CDs are for the most part, out of date. We got servers now.
CDs, DVDs, Blu-rays, all that shit.
All that shit is backwards. Them niggas tried to run up on 50 like 2 years ago. Like 2 or 3 years ago, they tried to run up on 50 and hand them a demo. and handed him a CD. He's like, nigga, where I'm gonna play this?
It's the truth, man.
That's in my US. Email. Put that shit on the USB.
Exactly.
And then motherfuckers might lose the USB. So
people losing CDs too.
People throwing CDs away. They're not losing them. They be like, I don't want this shit. Throw that shit away.
His album was so whack, man. I threw that shit on the 405 going 90 on the highway.
Damn. Oh, shit. Man.
What you niggas got up for the week?
Oh, wow.
Bro, more work. We got some bullshit coming up. Some more bullshit for deployment. So, more work.
What you mean, man?
I forgot
you said
that shit, man.
You better do 20 years of that shit, man. Nah, I told him earlier, I'm gonna be a dependent boy.
You better be a dependent bottomist. A dependent
bottomist. Yes, bro. Dependent gang.